What's happening, my beautiful people? You now tuned in to the Big and Bright Podcast.
Yo, 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 it's your boy Big.
And it's your boy Bright.
Yes, sir. Let's get it.
Good service news we dropping there to everybody. You know, this is a special episode that we hitting y'all with. This is the Christmas and New Year's Day episode as we go ahead and get ready for the new year. A lot of things happening here at Brighter Day Studios, changeover and whatnot. And
yeah, got some good things going on.
Your man's got to get the studio together and get everything up and ready.
Yeah.
As, you know, for the new year. You know what I'm saying? Got to do a lot of painting.
Yeah.
You know, got to get a lot of stuff going, man. So,
for sure.
After today's episode,
mm-hmm.
that will be it until the new year of 2021 when we come back.
Yeah, so this is the end of season two right here.
Yeah, end of season two, baby.
You know what I'm saying? Rough, going into season three, and this boy, you know what I'm saying?
Rough and raw, you
like
know what I'm saying?
Like that, yeah. Excited, man. Excited about wrapping this year up, man. It's just been I don't even know what to call it. Everybody been saying a crazy year, but it's just been so different, man. I'm just looking forward to crossing over into that 2021. Getting a fresh start, man. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm ready for, man. I'm not one of them people that like to run from problems. I'm just ready to get a new fresh start going on, man. So
okay, new fresh start. Word.
2021 in the building. I'll be 38 next month.
Word to the fresh start. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt. So that's congrats to you, man.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that.
You know what I'm saying?
That,
purchasing this, man. It's all you right here, man.
Yeah, man.
Brighter Day Studios. You know my man Bright. Brighter Day Studios, man. So shout out to you, man, and all the business and ventures that I almost said business adventures, but it's gonna be an adventure. But all the business ventures that you're getting into, man, getting your hands, you know, with shout out to you, man, doing your thing. And looking forward to that good news that you're gonna have for season three coming up. You know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Man, we got a lot of good news coming
yeah,
up.
Yeah,
so I appreciate that.
No
good
doubt.
Luck.
No
good
diggity.
Luck. Good luck. But you know, let's get into the sports, man. Let's not deny the people what they want to hear.
Yeah, man. Let's talk about Jalen Hurts finally getting that job in Philly.
About damn time.
Shout out
man.
To Jalen Hurts.
Shout out. Jalen Hurts get a lot of love. You know what I'm saying? A lot of love.
He got his spot taken by Tua at Alabama.
That was all politics.
Right. Then he transferred to Oklahoma, if I'm not mistaken. Wasn't Oklahoma?
Yeah, he transferred to Oklahoma.
After Kyler left. Yep. And then you know, he took those guys, you know, as far as he could. And then he was drafted in the second round, if I'm not mistaken, to Philly. Tua was drafted in the first, obviously, in the top three, what, four? Or pick five, I think.
To, in the second round. Tua went fifth to the Dolphins.
So, yep. But you know what's crazy about that, man? I wouldn't be surprised if Jalen Hurts had a better career than Tua.
I wouldn't either. I told you, Tua's
his
body is not built for the NFL, man. He's as you can see, he's hurt now.
And that's a good debate. That's a really good debate. See, this is my thing, right? Certain players come into the league a little banged up. They need a couple of years to recuperate because you got to remember this also. These cats been playing sports since they was little guys. And nonstop summers, training, this and that. They body go through different things.
Wait. You think I don't know that?
Well, yeah, of course. But I'm just saying, like, I think that point is overlooking. It's overlooked so much. Everybody's always expecting everybody's bodies to remain the same. And it's like different levels call for different things. So I just think that point is overlooked so much. Yeah, Tua came in banged up. But Steph Curry came in and you know, everybody was saying he had glass ankles because he kept twisting his ankle.
He was never hurt in college.
Right. But he came in the NBA hurt the first 2 years.
He didn't come Matthews, in hurt.
Matthew
he had
Stafford,
to play to get hurt.
Okay.
Tua came in hurt.
Okay, but another example, Matthew Stafford came in, right? He never got hurt at Georgia.
He never came in hurt.
Right, but his first
hurt,
2 years.
He got hurt playing in the NFL.
So your point is saying that
Tua
came in
hurt with a dislocated hip in
right.
college.
Okay.
He was damaged goods. And that was.
I just think that remains to be seen.
Well, did
to
you,
put
see
that
his,
label
you see
on
his
him.
Performance Sunday and the nah. Sundays before that?
No, but they won, right?
No. They lost.
The Dolphins won. The Dolphins are like 8-3.
8-3?
Something like that. I can double check real quick, but they up there. They like 7-4, 8-3, something like that. I'm a look. But look, man. Ryan Tannehill ain't the greatest quarterback, but he got them Titans balling.
He ain't got nothing to do with that.
Come on, bro. You can't.
That's all Derrick
Henry.
Listen, that's all Derrick Henry.
Listen, this is what you're not going to do in season 3.
They're not asking him to do.
You're not going to go into season 3 because listen.
They're not asking him to
just
do
much. It's just like a point guard, right? If you got a 60 win team in the NBA,
if
and he's the point guard
and
of
handing the ball off 20 to 25 times a game.
That's part of his job, though.
And eating up clock.
Man, let me look up these standings for you, man.
He's not no world beater. Ain't nobody looking for Ryan Tannehill.
See, you can't be disrespecting starting quarterbacks like that, bruh.
Look.
Guess what? You know what? Even if you say that, guess what? He's going to get his $20
million
a year.
Don't matter. He ain't no $20 million
So for you to just be sitting up
here
like, oh, okay.
What the hell, man? I mean,
all right, I'm going to let you do
Carson
that.
Wentz make 25. Is he a $25 million quarterback?
No. Neither, but that's a different story.
No, it ain't, because neither is Tannehill.
Because you got teams trending two different directions. Philly, ain't nobody checking for Philly. The Titans are a Super Bowl contender.
Because of who? They run the damn football.
Man, I'm not going to let you disrespect Ryan Tannehill like that. Anyway, we were looking for whose record?
The Miami Dolphins, yeah.
Who said was going to make the playoffs. They're 8-4.
Okay, 8-4.
Yep, 4-2 at home, 4-2 away. So.
Mm-hmm.
They're right behind Buffalo. Buffalo's 9-3. So they got a chance to win the division still. I mean, worst case scenario, they'll go 8-8. Best case scenario, 12-4 at this point. So
yeah, we'll see.
Yeah. So Tua got that going for them. But actually Tua got hurt one game, right? And then Ryan Fitzpatrick came back in there and got him a win as well.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
I think he got hurt like not this past week, but the week before that. So, yeah, shout out to Jalen Hurts, man. You know, it's just funny that we talking about Tua being hurt and this guy's name is Hurts. It's like, huh? But, yeah, man, shout out to Jalen Hurts, man. He coming in. Honestly, the job is his to lose at this point because we know what Carson Wentz can do.
Mm.
The funny thing about it is I was looking at the salary cap situation, right, and they said, Carson Wentz, what should Philly do with him? Because if Carson Wentz, if they cut him next year, he's going to count $50 million against their cap, bro. $50 million. If they cut him in 2022, he's going to count $25 million against the cap. So.
It is what it is, brother.
That's a lot of money.
That's what you call.
So he got to be on that roster next
year. That's called
year.
What you call caught between a rock and a hard place.
Right.
You know, and that's the honest to God truth. So,
yep.
It is what it is. But, you know, do I think they're going to try to trade him this offseason? Hell yeah.
Did you hear what I just said?
But
he's going to count $50 million against the cap.
If he's cut. If he's cut.
Oh, that's true.
Cut and traded is two different things.
That's true.
Because another team takes financial hit once he's traded.
Yeah, you're right.
So,
yeah. Because I read if he's not on the roster, but that means if he's not cut. I mean, that means if he cut. If he get traded, you're right, then they assumed that contract.
Absolutely.
Which was $109 million for 5 years.
Yeah, that was
at least that.
He got some serious money, man. But I know the Eagles is kicking themselves in the hind quarters right now, thinking about that. So it is what it is.
Yeah, man. They out of there.
Oh well.
The Giants. Let's talk about the Giants a little bit.
Yeah, I figured. You know, I told you.
They upset Seattle.
Yeah, and Washington upset the team of all teams at this point. They went ahead and took care of business against the Pittsburgh Steelers. So shout out to the Washington FC Football Club is what I like to call them, but y'all call them the football team. So, you know, dog, give it up to Washington, man.
A team with no name beat a team that hasn't lost.
But you know what's crazy? They said that the NFC East – may send two teams to the playoffs.
Man, that would be disgusting.
With both of them at 5-7 records, and that's crazy because right now all they need is for Arizona. I think Arizona plays Arizona plays. And then I think Tampa Bay plays whoever has the last seed in the NFC right now. And I think that is Arizona.
Hmm.
So
shout out to my man Colt McCoy. Colt McCoy was actually on the Washington roster, if not last year, the year before that.
Mm-hmm.
So to see both of those guys, Alex Smith, come back, and then to see a backup like Colt McCoy, you know, step into that Giants starting quarterback role and do his thing.
Danny Dimes, man. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I wonder how, you know, do you go back to Danny Dimes?
Well, yeah, of course.
I mean
that's your guy.
Hand? Do you ride the high hand, though? That's the question.
Danny Dimes is your guy. And with him being such a young quarterback, Colt McCoy is used to that role almost that Ryan Fitzpatrick role. So you let him stay in that, and you put your guy in there, Danny Dimes, to continue to feed that confidence because he's your guy. But wow, shout out to them, man. They did something marvelous. Number one, they went into Seattle, who never loses at home. 12th man. Well, obviously 12th man wasn't there, but still, they still won in a.
What is it with this? Obviously 12th man wasn't there. You know, I heard earlier today, Illinois went into Camden Indoor and beat the living hell out of Duke, right? And people were saying that, oh, well, the Duke
crazies. It wasn't the crazy Dukes, right?
They were like, what does that have to do with anything? Not a damn thing, because the crowd don't play.
Honestly, though, I got to be honest with you, my man. When it comes to college basketball, it's all about the fan, bro. It's all about the fan.
Yeah, that's all college sports.
No,
say.
But not as much as college basketball. College basketball is the premier fan sport. That's the one where you go in there and you gonna hear it. You gonna hear from them fans.
Them fans, Duke would have got their ass whooped whether them fans was there or not.
It's literally a different atmosphere, bro. So we can't say that. You don't know.
Illinois is a really good team.
That's what's up. Shout out to the Illini, fighting the Illini. And Michigan State took care of business as well and against Duke, so.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
But
speaking of that, let's jump briefly into, well, first of all, I'm not done with Seattle. Seattle, you scored 12 points at home against a 4-7 team.
But this is a different team than what it was in the earlier year.
Mm-hmm.
The Giants are for real, man. Like, this is a real solid team.
That's what's up, man.
And I look for them to be.
I like to see that.
I look for them to be a problem come next year.
I like to see that.
Because that's not doing nothing but building confidence for a franchise that started out, they lost their best player.
Yep, Saquon Barkley.
Saquon Barkley.
All the receivers was banged up.
All the receivers were banged up, and now everybody's healthy, and now the defense is playing lights out.
Defense is playing good. Yeah, Joe Judge is doing his thing over there coaching, man, so shout out to him.
Mm-hmm.
Let's jump briefly into, what was I finna jump into? I was finna jump into something that had, I can't, it was a good subject too. I can't even think of it now. It got to come back to me.
Hmm. Well,
I think it has something to do with basketball.
Or was it the Washington football team that you was thinking about? That whole ordeal and what they had going on.
It's killing me right now because it was going to be good and juicy too. Let me look at my.
Well, I know James Harden is looking to get the hell out of Houston right now.
Yeah, man, he's definitely.
That's a bad. That's just
there.
A whole bad format and forte on what's going on out there.
And you know, I said that too, man. When that trade first happened for John Wall and Russ, everybody was like, "They're the same player." I'm like, first of all, you guys are stupid. Okay, first of all, because they're nowhere near the same player. Number one, Russ is a former MVP. He's a walking triple double. Plays with a super high motor all the time. He's not hurt nearly as often as John Wall. John Wall been out almost 3 years now. And to top it all off, you know, Russ can go just about anywhere and contribute. John Wall, we don't know what he's going to look like coming off this injury. He's 30 years old now. He get paid a boatload of money, and you ain't played in almost 3 years. I think it's a rebuild that's going to happen in Houston. Whether James Harden stays or not, it's going to be a rebuild. And what in the world – did they get off bringing in Silas? like that screams rebuild. That you can bring a rookie head coach to a team like that. That screams rebuild, man.
Hey, it is what it is.
What you think about that? What you think about Silas being? I mean, think about it. Houston was right there.
No, they weren't right.
I mean,
there.
not like getting ready to win the championship, but they weren't too far off from. Like they were always a couple pieces away from like being considered legit. And now you bring in this head coach, bring John Wall
in. It seemed like he pretty much ruined the whole format, and he wants to put his own stamp on the team. And he wants to get rid of – you look at it from a standpoint, you know what I'm saying, when the Brooklyn Nets was doing what they was doing, right? Mm-hmm. Who did they bring in? They brought in Kyrie, and they brought in KD, right? And they talked to them before they made their move. And then you look at, just look at all the moves that was happening this offseason. Not just with Brooklyn, but, you know, anytime Golden State does something, they consult with Klay. They consult with, Steph and Klay and Draymond Green. You know what I'm saying? On what they want to do. When any team is making any kind of move, they consult with their stars and see how they feel about making the move.
Right.
Houston didn't consult with James Harden at all when they went ahead and traded Westbrook away. Mm. But see, the funniest thing in the world, though, is after John Wall got traded, he sent out a tweet to Bradley Beal talking about, oh, man, you got the keys. This your team now. Like, bro, like, what world are you living in? Like, this has been my flash, team.
It was already his team.
It was my team the last 2 years. What crack is you smoking?
Right.
Tell me, oh, well, you got the keys now. This your franchise.
You got the juice now.
Like, what?
Get out of here.
This dude, like, man, go sit down somewhere. Clown.
Goofy.
You ain't played in 2 years.
Goof troop.
The hell, yeah, where in your mind you thought this was your team, bro?
I think because he was there first, and he did a lot for the community of Washington, D.C.
But he ain't do a lot. He did a lot for the community of D.C., but he ain't do a lot for the damn team on the floor because his ass barely played.
Man, can you imagine getting paid like $33 million a year and you not playing?
Man, look.
Like, that's absurd, man.
John Wall was out there getting that heat rock put on his ass every night. What was that when John Wall was getting blazed up by some rookie? John Wall had so much to say. I think that was Lonzo Ball that bust his ass for the game winner.
He ain't played in so long, I don't even remember.
That was a while back when Lonzo Ball was a rookie.
Like, he ain't played since 2018, like the beginning of 2018.
Yeah, it's 2020 now, going into 2021.
Right.
So, you know, he was straight up cheeks all day, every day.
So, let's talk about Pittsburgh a little bit. Let's jump back to the NFL okay. just for a hot second. Pittsburgh was 11-0. It took an L to Washington, mm-hmm. right? Like, so is that the loss that they needed to kind of like just regroup real quick? I know they lost Bud Dupree. He tore his ACL, man. So that's kind of a huge loss at the linebacker core. I mean, they got Watt, Bud Dupree, and Bush.
I think Watt is going to be three. I think Watt is going for the defensive player of the year.
Think so?
He leads the league in sacks. He leads the league in tackle for loss. And he's up there in tackles. I think T.J. Watt is.
T.J. Watt?
Yeah, I think he's going to be the defensive MVP of the NFL this season, without a doubt.
Oh, let me check out his stats. I know Romeo Okwara for the Lions, he got about 9 sacks this year. So that's what's up for him. Mm. But they said he's like top, you know, he's like top 3 or 4 guys in sacks.
That's nice. At least TJ they Watt, got a silver lining there in Detroit.
Right. T.J. Watt got 12 sacks this year.
Leads the league.
Yeah, that's hot.
That's crazy. You know, but it seemed like the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree, man. You know, J.J. did his thing, and now it's T.J. time.
Yeah, he's definitely having a great year. His 2018, he had 13 sacks. 2019, he had 14.5. So he got 12 already.
He about to get paid too.
Yeah. Oh yeah. He about to get broke off. I think this is last year, right? Unless he did a fifth year option, because this is his fourth year.
Yeah. He about to get paid.
I can't believe this is his fourth year already.
Mm-hmm. Wisconsin. I remember I'm at Wisconsin when TJ was putting in work.
So, right now, Watt brothers or Bosa brothers?
Watt brothers. Easy.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I know you don't care about their beliefs.
No, that's cool. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It don't bother me what they do. I'm just saying in general that, you know, whatever they got going on is what they got going on. You know what I'm saying? I'm not tripping behind that. I mean, whatever you decide to do outside of the NFL or, you know, you as a player, I could give a damn less about. My thing is just that, you know, it is what it is. I mean, just perform, bro. That's all we ask for.
Got you. All right, speaking of the NFL, man, Greg Williams got fired from the Jets.
Damn.
This is what he did, right? He was on the sideline, right? And he hit the Ask Madden button.
And decided, yeah.
And decided an all-out blitz would be the right thing to do. And he got a touchdown put on his head of like 50 yards by Henry Ruggs. Ask Madden. That's exactly what that looked like.
I don't know how the hell that was possible.
Did you see it?
Yeah, I saw it.
And they fired this dude right after the game. They didn't even wait. They were like, okay, you can ride the bus home, but that's as soon as you get off, you're out of here, bud.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Greg Williams is, a lot of people says he's a, you know, POS anyway.
Paz and Paz Jr.
Yeah, they think he is because of all the allegations over the years of
the stuff he did with the Saints.
Like the bounty and all that stuff.
Yeah, the stuff he did with the Saints and whatever. But, hell, it got the Saints a Super Bowl ring. I don't see them, I don't see them blaming Greg Williams for helping them win the Super Bowl.
I got a question, though.
Because without that defense playing like he did against Minnesota, they ass ain't winning. Why? And they haven't won since.
Why does he bounce around so much?
Because of his
personality. I mean, he's literally almost
every... He's a great defensive coordinator because of his personality. He's not going to kiss ass. He's like the Ryan brothers.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to kiss ass.
But the Ryan brothers are not good coaches, though.
Yes, they are.
I don't.
They are. They're great defensive coordinators.
That's the difference, though. A coordinator and a position coach is different.
You just asked why a defensive coordinator bounces around.
Mm-hmm.
And I just told you he's like the Ryan brothers, who are defensive coordinators.
Okay, but Rex Ryan hasn't been a coordinator in over a decade, though. He's been a head coach just about every...
Well, he got his bones in the NFL as a defensive coordinator.
Right, with the Ravens.
And long before them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and his brother, Rob,
mm-hmm.
defensive coordinator.
I don't think he's nowhere right now. Rob, he probably at the crib.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's because of their personalities and who they are as people. They're not finna sit around and kiss ass. That's just not their forte.
Right.
You know, they ready to scrap with the head coach mm-hmm. if things don't go right. So it is what it is.
Yeah, that don't fly. You know, that don't fly well with teams. You know what I mean? Because teams have their own idea of the way things should be run. They're not going to let them guys come in there and run it. So, Ohio State and Michigan, man. What do you think about that situation, man? Michigan tried to jack Ohio State out of an opportunity.
It's not going to happen.
No, it's not. No, it's not. In fact, as I posted a couple of hours ago, the NCAA changed the rule. This is the rule. I'll read it real quick. So the Big Ten conference has announced that it has removed the minimum 6-game requirement for teams to be eligible for a conference title game. So Ohio State University will now face Northwestern in the Big Ten championship. So
good.
Yeah.
Because again, what people don't understand, right? They're going to be on board with that because if Ohio State gets into that college football playoff, that brings millions and millions and millions of dollars to the conference, which is spread amongst, 14 teams.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody benefits from Ohio State being there. You mm-hmm. see what I'm saying?
Right.
Everybody benefits.
You should have seen how many Michigan fans was on my timeline on Facebook that was like literally celebrating. Oh yeah, we ain't got to play Ohio State. It's like, bro, y'all look like some scrubs right now.
It don't matter.
Like Michigan State, like we took our butt whooping like a man.
Yeah, I mean it don't matter.
But you can't tell me that's not weak though.
It is what it is.
That they was literally celebrating. No, we ain't got to get blasted by Ohio State again.
Well, they knew the outcome.
That was gonna be another L on Harbaugh's resume.
They knew the outcome, you know. So we'll see what's going on with Jim Harbaugh starting next week. Like they said, they'll revisit, you know, his future at Michigan, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And if everything goes the way I think it's going to go, Harbaugh is going to come back to the NFL. And if Harbaugh comes back to the NFL, he's going to come sweet home Chicago, which I hope to God happens. That's on everything I love. I hope it happens. Real talk.
That's what's up. I've never seen a coach take so many L's and still as desired as he is.
Well, when you have a record, a college football record of 120-something and 44, you're definitely going to be desired.
Mm-hmm. So, and that's Stanford and all the other.
Yeah, let's not get it twisted. He's won everywhere he's been. Okay?
Yeah, that's true.
So, again, just because he's at Michigan and he's not having the success that he normally has,
mm-hmm.
he's still a great coach. It don't diminish what he is as a coach. So, you know, he was great in the NFL. He only had – and he's never had a losing season as a head coach in the NFL. That's what a lot of people don't understand. He's never had a losing That's season true. As a head coach in the NFL. His Which first is, year, he went 13-3. His second year, he went 12-4. His third year, he went 12-4. Well, he went 11-3-1. And then his last year, he went 8-8.
What's his record?
He's never had a losing record. He still has his record in Michigan is losing.
They're
under 500 this year, but his overall record at Michigan is incredible.
I think they're 3-5. 3 and 4.
They ain't played that many games. I think Michigan only played 2 and 4. Like, I think
two
Michigan.
And,
I think Michigan,
they 2 and 5. I think.
I think Michigan has only played like so many games, but you know, as I was saying before, it's just you know, it's kind of interesting though to see. You know what I'm saying? But it's kind of dope that Ohio State can rest their bodies and they can do everything else, you know what I'm saying, and not have to worry about dealing with the BS, man, you know what I'm saying, of wasting time because your quarterback could have got hurt against Michigan, you know what I'm saying, anything could have happened. So it works out. It works out. As we ride off, it works out.
All right, jumping back to the NBA, man. A lot of people feel like the Lakers are the favorite to win it again, even though, of course, you got to go 72 games preseason. You know, you got four new guys coming off the bench, so you got to develop a new chemistry, so on and so forth. Paul Gasol wants to come out of retirement and join his brother Mark.
No.
Should he stay retired?
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't nobody want to hear every time his ass in the paint sound like somebody beating the shit out of him. Hey, come on, man. Hang it up, bro.
All right. So, Paul Gasol. But I don't think the Lakers even want him anyway.
Like, it don't matter.
Why would they want him?
It don't matter. Just come on, man.
James Harden, where do you see him going?
Don't know. Right now, they're talking about Philly as a perfect destination for him due to the fact that his old general manager from the Rockets is now the general manager of the Philadelphia 76ers.
Hold up. He's the what?
He's the general manager.
I thought that's what Elton Brand was. Is
general Elton Brand is the player of VP operations. So he's running the whole show out there. And
so that's Philly. Over the GM.
Yeah, that's over the GM. Yeah. Yeah. So Daryl Morey, I think that's his name.
Yeah, Daryl Morey.
Yeah. He's the guy.
So he's the GM.
He's the GM. And Elton Brand is the guy that's over the GM. Elton Brand doing big things out there, man.
Yeah, that's what's up. You know, I mean, obviously.
So shout out to Elton Brand, man, for real. Because that's major. That's a major power move that he's doing right now.
Elton Brand was a solid player, too. He just.
He was.
Injuries
man.
Bit him.
Yeah. He injuries was solid. Bit him. He was solid. You know? He was out cold at Duke.
But Elton Brand, one of those players that he had a long NBA career, but he barely made the playoffs in his career. Like, that's unfortunate when you see guys like that. Like, I was looking at Chauncey Billups' stats the other day, and I'm going to get into that little rant I had, too. I think that'll be a good little something to get into. But Chauncey Billups, in 17 years, made the playoffs 14 times. And he was an All-Star, what, five times?
Mm-hmm. Three with the Pistons, two with the Nuggets.
That's what's up, man.
And a Finals MVP that he just kept harping on forever and ever and ever. Like, come on, dude. Damn.
All right, before I get into this Pistons thing, speaking of the Central Division, Giannis Antetokounmpo, a.k.a. the Greek Freak.
He's going to die in the
He has a deadline, a contract deadline. He has to decide by December 21st.
He's not going to sign that contract.
Yeah, he said that he's not focused on it.
I just watched it. He's not coming back. He's out of there. Okay. And if Milwaukee is smart, they will trade him and get what they can get. And I'm telling you,
yeah.
Go look for Golden State to make a blockbuster move. I keep telling you, they're gonna trade James Wiseman, probably Andrew Wiggins.
Andre, I thought you said. Or you took his W away.
Yeah, they're gonna trade James Wiseman, Andrew Wiggins, and they're gonna recontort that damn squad, and they're gonna get Giannis over there in Oakland. I keep telling people going to happen.
Listen, if I was a general manager,
you better trade him. You better trade him.
If I was a general manager of the team that wanted either James Harden or Giannis, so that's Milwaukee and Houston. I would milk it.
You'll be fired. You want to know why?
I would get everything.
I'm going to tell you.
No.
Go ahead.
I would get all the assets that I could.
Well,
that's
you're not
going to
get
saying.
A lot because I'm going to tell you why. Okay? You're with a disgruntled player, okay, that doesn't want to be there in James Harden's case. You're with a disgruntled player, and the longer he stays, the more leverage you lose.
Let me
because
ask you this.
Because he doesn't want to be there.
Okay, that's fine.
So if he doesn't want to be there, he's not going to play.
I'll trade you, but I'm just going to get all I can.
But you're not going to get all you can. That's what I'm trying to tell you because teams know you're trying to unload your garbage. You don't want him.
This is what I would do. I would either trade. I'm not trading you to where you want to go Cause that ain't how this work. That ain't how this work. Man, don't worry about that.
Well,
that ain't what it is. That ain't how this work. This is my team. I'm the general manager of it. You want to move? We'll move you. But you're not going where you want to go. This ain't free agency, bruh. This is a trade.
I'm gonna tell you.
So I'll get you out of my town, but I'm not sending you where you want to go.
And you'll be fired. No destination. You'll be fired.
Why?
You'll be fired. Because wherever he wants to go, that's the team that's going to give you the best and give you the most assets that you can possibly get.
That's not necessarily true. Just okay. Because he wants to go, dude. Okay, yeah. The Nets have better assets than the Warriors, in my opinion. The Nets have more players that I'm interested in. And guess what? They probably have better draft capital as well. Because the Warriors, if you expect the Warriors to be a really, really good team, then their draft picks aren't going to be great. But the Nets, yeah, I want those draft picks. Because the Nets are not going to be as good as the Warriors.
I'm going to tell you this. Number one.
You're going to say you would be fired.
You would. Because again, you don't have leverage. The longer he stays, the more leverage you lose. That's what you don't understand. The longer he stays, the more leverage you lose. Because teams are going to look at you like, man, okay, you're desperate to try to get rid of him now. So we're not going to give you our best offers.
Not necessarily true. I'll give you an example. If you trade James Harden right now versus if he goes into the season playing like an MVP with his hair on fire.
He's not going to do that because he wants out. So why you think he's going to help you win?
He's still got to audition for whoever he's going to.
No, he do not, because he's a veteran. It's not like he's a first or second year player. What the hell are you thinking right now?
I'm just saying, man.
They're
going to look at his attitude. They're going to look at his attitude and his body language.
Listen, they don't care, bro, because they know what he brings to the table. They don't care. They know. They already know what he brings to the table. So he don't have to audition or show shit. Not a damn thing.
All right. Jumping back to Giannis real quick.
And same with Giannis.
Yeah. So check this out.
The longer he stays, the more leverage you lose. Because you know why? At some point in time, same thing with James Harden. At some point in time, James Harden has another year on his contract.
Check this out.
But at some point in time, you're going to have to trade them or you're going to get nothing for them. And they just going to walk away.
This is why it's important to know what Giannis wants. Okay? Because
you can't get anybody in Milwaukee to help him right now with a max contract.
Just listen to this. The Bucks can offer Giannis, obviously, the supermax.
So
5 years. Guess how much it's worth? $228.5 million.
Who cares?
All other teams can offer him 4 years at 145.
Uh-huh. And so, do you know where he makes up the rest of that money?
He would make $45.6 million per year if he stays with the Bucks. If he go elsewhere, he'll make $36.3.
And you okay, well.
So that's why I said it's important to know what he wants. Okay, if he wants to win, he'll bounce.
Exactly.
If he wants to try to have a chance to save Milwaukee, because I don't think he's really caring about the money as much. He's one of the very few throwback players that doesn't care about the money as much as he cares about winning.
Well, I'm gonna tell you this: he cares about winning, and you know the blueprint to that is the honest to God truth, right? Everybody's gonna look at how Carmelo Anthony played it. Do you want to be Carmelo Anthony? Because Carmelo Anthony went for the money. LeBron, Bosh, Wade went for the rings. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
They all chose the rings and said, let's team up. Because you know that Carmelo Anthony was supposed to be a part of that deal with them in Miami. And he nixed it and stayed in Denver. Or I'm sorry, he stayed in New York. He nixed it and went to New York.
I couldn't believe he resigned with the Knicks, man.
And because they gave him all that money. But at the end of the day, what rings do you have, Melo? None. When, in all honesty, if Joe Dumars did the right damn thing and pulled his head out of his ass, the Pistons, you know, he would have got it. LeBron would have been a afterthought to Carmelo Anthony if Carmelo Anthony comes to Detroit in 2003, because he would have won his championship in 2004. The second year they went against the Spurs, he would have won in 2005. And then that third year, remember when they got put out in 2006? Cleveland?
Oh,
no,
yeah,
it was to Cleveland.
Right.
And you know
was
what I'm saying?
Was that 06?
Yeah, that was 06. That was 06.
Miami beat them in the Eastern Finals because they went all the way.
Because remember, the Spurs went back to back. They beat the Pistons in 05.
That was 07. 06.
Oh, yep. 05, yep. 06, and
Miami
07.
Miami beat the Pistons in 06. Cleveland beat the Pistons in 07.
Mm-hmm.
Because Cleveland ended up going to the championship. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. And the Spurs went back to back. So, again, that would have been another title. So Carmelo would have been a three-time champion by the time 2006 was over with. 3 years in the league, three championships. LeBron James would have been an afterthought.
At least two.
At least two, at worst. Yeah. At least two. But what I'm saying is that Joe Dumars nixed that, and then he had another opportunity to team up with Bron and Wade in Miami and win titles. So when he made some bad decisions. When Melo backed out, that's when they turned their attention to Chris Bosh.
Yeah.
Because remember, the four best friends was
Chris Paul, Melo,
mm-hmm.
LeBron, and Wade.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That was the four best friends.
Yeah. All right. Let me read this real quick.
I'm about to.
It wasn't quite a rant. It was just kind of my thoughts. I just kind of had some random thoughts about the Pistons over the years. And you can stop me as I read it off if you want to elaborate on something, okay? All right. So my first thought was that the Pistons should have drafted Dwayne Wade instead of Carmelo Anthony.
You mean they should have drafted
Dwayne Wade?
Why are you saying instead of Carmelo Anthony? They didn't never draft Carmelo Anthony. You mean Darko Milicic?
Right, but I'm just saying that.
But they should have.
Thoughts were always Melo should have been the guy.
Well,
and I'm saying they should have picked Wade instead of Melo.
Why?
Look what he did at Marquette. Well, even though
you already had Rip,
Melo did.
You had Rip and you had Chauncey. So why did you need another guard?
Well, I'm just looking at what he did at Marquette. He carried him to the.
I get that, but Elite Eight. You already had Rip and Chauncey. So why would you need Wade?
Some people debated me and said that, you know, they needed an offensive bigger guy, so they said Bosh should have been the pick.
No. Bosh wasn't Bosh until the last 2 years in Toronto. You didn't have that time for him to develop. The player that was – it was only two players in that draft that mm-hmm. was ready, mm-hmm. NBA ready.
LeBron and Melo.
There was the only two NBA-ready players coming out of that draft.
Wade was ready. Right.
But you already had. But you already had a guard.
You already had a guard.
You know what I'm saying? So
he could have been a rotational guard coming off the bench, and then Bron would have found out, you know what? We probably need to move Rip to the three and put Wade at your shooting guard.
Rip too small for the three. He'd have been six seven,
but yeah, he was little,
super bony, bro.
Well, look at Tayshaun Prince.
But Tayshaun Prince was also 6'9".
Yeah,
you see with a 7'2 wingspan.
Right. That's true.
You know? That's and Tayshaun Prince wasn't doing too damn hot his damn self. Richard Jefferson was raping him, bro. Every time they would play the Nets, Richard Jefferson was screwing him over, bro.
All right, this is my next thought, moving along. Drummond returns to Detroit for the first time day after Christmas as a member of the Cleveland Cavaliers. People said that he should get a tribute video.
Okay.
I said the dude has accomplished. He'd accomplished nothing here.
Two
first round exits in which he disappeared in both.
Nothing.
So you agree with me?
Yeah, I agree.
All right. Next one. Grant Hill does not deserve his number retired in Detroit
at all.
He was a multiple All Star. He averaged up to 26-27 points a game, but his teams couldn't get past the first round. They used to get popped by Atlanta every year. Mookie Blaylock and Steve Smith. And
we spoke about my Grant Hill story on here.
Yeah, we did.
You know,
so folks, go back to season one if you want to hear that.
I'll tell you.
And season two.
You
talked about it.
I was
again.
At Showcase Cinema. I was 11 years old. I had the Grant Hill jersey, the shoes, and everything. And you know me, I'm Jordan all the way.
It's just funny that he had the Grant Hill stuff on when Grant Hill was there.
Because I love Grant Hill.
That's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? I love Grant Hill. Yeah. But we was in the movies, you know what I'm saying? Watching Friday.
1995.
Yeah, watching Friday. You know what I'm saying? Oh, no, it was Don't Be a Menace. Watching Don't Be a Menace.
I don't know what year that came out. Probably 97.
Nah, that was about 90. Yeah, okay, so that was 97. Yeah.
Something like that. So Grant was a couple years in?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So,
just so happened you had your Grant Hill jersey on.
I had the Detroit blue Piston jersey on.
The road joint?
Yeah, the roll joint with the red 33. Mm-hmm. And then I had
the ones or the twos on the Grant ones.
I had
twos.
The Grant ones, the feelers.
Okay, because you know the twos was the better ones with the patent leather.
Yeah, but that was later.
Yeah, okay,
you know what I'm saying.
Got
so yeah, I think it was Friday then because okay. I had the,
so that
the
was
ones.
95.
That was 95. Mm-hmm. So I see him. You know what I'm saying? And he's over there on his phone. You know what I'm saying?
Phone or one of them big old phones.
Yeah, he had them phones in a leather case. You know what I'm saying? That you pull down a little talk part and pull up the antenna.
Yeah, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
That's 90s all day.
Yeah, that's how the phone was back then. So dig, right?
And only cats with bread had those.
At like, the time,
right?
Yeah.
At the time.
So you know what I'm saying? I run up. You know, I tell the chick to give me a pen, and you know what I'm saying? Because I just grabbed my popcorn or whatever. I tell the chick to give me a pen and a napkin. You know what I'm saying? I run over there, and he on the phone. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, Mr. Hill, can I get your autograph? And he see me with the shoes on. He see me with the jersey on and everything. You know what I'm saying?
Did you do it while he was on the phone?
Yeah. I'm 11.
You gotta wait, bro.
Bro, I'm 11. All right. So this is the thing.
You was just excited, huh?
Yeah. I'm 11. You know what I'm saying?
All right, I'll give you that.
So I run over there. You know what I'm saying? And of course, dude is on the phone. Mm-hmm. He turns and he looks at me and like looks at me like he disgusted. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And then he like makes this like stink face. Then he just like and shakes his head and then turns his back to me and walks off.
Dang.
I'm like,
he pissed all in your popcorn, bro.
Wow. My exact words was, fuck you then, punk. You a bum. I was like, I'll never support your bum ass again. And he turned around and looked. And as he turned around and looked, I took the jersey off and threw it in the trash. And after that, he fucked his ankle up and he was never himself again. So, ha ha, suffer, biatch. Fuck Grant Hill.
Such a sad story.
So, you know, I mean, but from that point on,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Even in college or whatever, I would never, I would always take my time out, you know what I'm saying, to eat. Kids and everything would come to me, ask me to sign autographs and all that on the you know what I'm saying, the little pamphlet books, getting ready for the season and everything else. Mm-hmm. I would take my time out to sign them no matter how tired I was, because you never know, you know what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. And the fact that you was a Grant, what people don't understand is Grant Hill didn't humble himself until he got hurt. Grant Hill's an asshole. He was an asshole coming out of Duke.
I believe that, because Duke had, they were privileged, and I mean Duke was the only school. Like, rich black kids went there because Grant Hill's dad was in the NFL. So yep. He grew up in Dallas. His dad was a Dallas Cowboys running back. I think he played with Tony Dorsett and those guys in the 70s. So he was privileged, and those kids were spoiled. The Christian Laettners of the world, the Jay Billises, all those guys were spoiled, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But that being said, you know, I put on here that I didn't think he deserved to get his jersey retired because – I mean, it's just like empty stats, you know, just like Matthew Stafford.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just a bunch of empty stats. Like, what does it mean if you can't get your team over the hump?
Yeah.
So that was my thoughts. My next thought was Chauncey and Rip. I said they were my guys, but they shouldn't have had their jerseys retired. Won a lot of games here, but they only got one championship. Again, those were my guys. LOL. Now, this is the thing about it. People were coming on there saying, no, Rip Hamilton and Chauncey deserve to get their jerseys retired because they went to 7 Eastern Conference Finals. That's a heck of a feat. And they were the best backcourt at that time. And that's what you had said to me. They was the best backcourt at that time.
Absolutely.
Chauncey was a 5-time All-Star. Rip was a 4-time All-Star. They did a lot of damage, man, you know, at that time. So after looking at some of the comments I read, maybe they did deserve to have their jerseys retired. I think Chauncey would have deserved to have his jersey retired more than like a Vinnie Johnson. Because what did Vinnie do? I mean, yeah, he was a role player and he helped them win that first championship by hitting some clutch shots and stuff, but you weren't the guy. Like Dumars and Thomas, yeah. Rip and Chauncey, yeah. Vinnie, I don't know about that one.
Vinny, so, the one that hit the game winning shot for the second title against.
I thought that was the first one. Oh, that was Portland.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was the second one.
Hit the game winning shot.
Okay,
that's why they called him the microwave. He'd give you instant points. It was like immediate instant
that's
points
cool,
right off the bench.
But does that really warrant like
he was?
Does
he was
even
he
does
was
his
key.
Career stats?
He was key. It don't
match
matter.
Up to
it
that?
Don't matter. He was key to what they did, bro. He was key coming off that bench.
So you cool? Are you cool with retiring at 15?
Yeah, he was key. Just like Dennis Rodman was key.
Oh, Rodman was that guy.
Rodman was key.
Rodman was one of the best. He's the best. In my opinion, he's the best rebounder to ever step on the court, ever.
But you said you wouldn't have traded Charles Barkley for Dennis Rodman back then. So when the Pistons was
for what the Pistons were doing,
you tripping?
I can't see breaking that up.
You tripping?
I can't see breaking that up. That's just me though, and maybe it's just my bias and my love for Dennis Rodman and what he brought here, but he was the epitome of a Detroit Piston. I don't see them breaking that up for a Barkley.
They was tagging his wife. They had no respect for Rodman, man. It was bold, man. It was bold, man.
So you saying he was married when he was here, when he was a young player?
Yeah.
Yes. I don't remember them saying that on a Dennis
why
Rodman
would they
documentary.
Why would they say the
no,
team?
No. I'm just saying I don't remember them mentioning a wife
why would
on
they,
a Dennis Rodman
why
documentary.
Why would they talk about her?
But that was his wife. I mean, the story was about him. They talked about Carmen Electra. They talked about Madonna and all the other.
They talked about Carmen
Electra, yeah,
not during the Bad Boys documentary.
No.
About
I'm talking
Carmen
about the Dennis
Electra
Rodman
during,
one.
Okay.
That's what I'm talking about. So if it was his story, why wouldn't you bring up his wife?
Because he don't want to bring her up, just like he didn't bring up his kids either, his older kids.
He did. He talked about how, and his daughter was on there, and she cried and talked about how her dad really wasn't there. And now he's a grandfather. And now he's trying to be more in her life and stuff like that. So they talked about his mom, and he didn't even like his mom. He didn't even get along with his mom.
Still, that's his mother. Right. But what I'm saying is, they're not going
to
bring up.
So I was just surprised to hear that
they're not
going to
bring up his wife when four prominent players on the team was peeling her back every night. You know what I'm saying?
I'm sorry to hear that.
That was cold blooded. That's why he wanted to shoot himself in the head.
Yeah, it was a lot of stuff he was going through.
Well, hell, if half the team screwing your wife. How would you feel?
And he knew about this.
He found out later. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. He found out later. But Isaiah and them knew.
Isaiah one of the guys?
No.
Okay, that's what's up.
No, he wasn't one of the guys, but John Sally was. I can tell you it was John Sally.
Dang.
Benny Johnson.
What?
Who else? Aguirre.
Wow.
And it was another guy. I think it was Adrian Dantley.
I can't see Danley doing that.
Okay. It was,
It couldn't have been.
Or Buddha. It was one of them. They was peeling her back, bro,
say,
on a regular.
It couldn't have been Danley and Aguirre because they were traded for each other.
It was like no, seriously.
Did you hear me?
Yeah.
So it couldn't have been both of them.
Man, you got to understand,
unless
bro.
It was like Danley when he was there, and then Mark Aguirre got traded, and then he picked up where he left off.
Yeah, you know, but you got to understand, bro, it's kind of like on the situation with LeBron moms. Cass was just taking turns.
Now, see, I didn't hear all that. I just heard about Delonte West.
Okay. Well, you need to do your research on that.
No, I'm not really interested in all that.
It was NBA cats peeling his mom's back. Well, that's why you stopped seeing her at the games.
Oh, guys from other teams and stuff?
Yeah, that's why you stopped seeing her at the games.
That ain't going to stop her from
going. Oh, she wasn't going no more.
Get that wood.
She wasn't going no more to the games. Well, I'm just saying. You stopped seeing her at the games.
I got you. But LeBron, that ain't going to stop her from getting the NBA wood,
no,
though.
But when LeBron saw her, he would see her you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When he would walk off the court. But you wasn't seeing his moms out there.
Got you.
You know, it is what it is.
All right. Ben Wallace is, this is another one I said. I said, Ben Wallace is a legend. He deserved to get his jersey retired. Absolutely. He was the best at what he did. Defensive guru. Defensive player of the year 4 times. And he was an all-star. How many times did I tell you he was an all-star? I think I might have said 6.
It was like 4.
No, it was
4 or 5.
It was like 4 or 5.
Mm-hmm.
Because he got more all-star appearances than Chauncey and them.
Yeah, but he didn't get them.
Chauncey got 5.
After
so
he
it
left
was
the Pistons,
he,
it was no more all-star appearances for him.
It was like 6 because Ben started doing his thing like immediately when he got there.
Mm-hmm.
So, and Ben was there before Rip and Chauncey as well. Because Ben Wallace played with Cliff Robinson, John Barry. He played with all those guys before they won the championship. So,
mm-hmm.
But yeah, man, what do you think about that? Like, you know, Ben Wallace. I'm like, I think he was definitely Ben Wallace and Rodman were like those guys.
Mm-hmm.
Like they hustled. They worked hard every time. They attacked the glass, you know, 20, 30 rebound games. All right. Next one I said was Isaiah Thomas deserves a statue. He's a top 4 point guard of all time.
Absolutely, he does.
Yep. All right. Next one is Tayshaun Prince was a role player. That's
he
it.
He was.
That's it. I wanted McDyess to get a ring with the Pistons, man. That was my guy.
Didn't happen.
that second time around, when he, after Memito Core left, they signed him. And he, you know, after he recovered from all those injuries.
It just didn't happen that way.
Kemba Walker was the pick, not Brandon Knight. I remember sitting there watching that draft, bro. Kemba Walker coming off a championship with UConn. And I didn't even know who Brandon Knight was. I know he had played at Kentucky, I think. But for him to be drafted over Kemba, and I'm like, Kemba's proven what he can do. Joe Dumars just had a bad, he couldn't draft well. Reggie Jackson should have never been re-signed. They traded for him. And then when his contract was up, they re-signed him to a big, like a 4-year, $70 million deal. You agree with that, right? He shouldn't have been re-signed?
At all.
Scrub.
At all.
Ben Gordon and Charlie Villanueva were bums. And I just read recently an article where Ben Gordon was saying that was one of his worst decisions, is signing with the Pistons. It was our worst decision signing you, bruh. Wow. You was trash. His best season, he averaged like 13 a game, though.
You lie down with Spanish dogs, you come up with Peruvian fleas. So it is what it is.
Charlie Villanueva was just a total NBA bust. Allen Iverson, T-Mac, C-Webb should have never come to Detroit. Derek Coleman was cool, though.
Well, you know.
You agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, Iverson, he should have never came. Nah, Iverson wasn't washed.
Iverson wasn't washed.
It was just the fact that Joe Dumars put him in a fucked up situation. He brought him here too late. He brought him here way too late.
And he was on an expiring contract.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So he brought him to Detroit way too late.
The frustrating part about it was you go from Chauncey
Because
Billups,
remember back in 2001 when Ivo won the MVP?
Yeah.
That season he was supposed to get traded to Detroit.
See, that's crazy. Iverson was supposed to get traded to Detroit. Barkley was supposed to get traded to Detroit. Yep. And guess who else? Kobe. Kobe Bryant.
Don't know about that.
No. I read several articles, and I even seen an interview. I seen an interview on live when they was recording Kobe saying, "Yes,
place I heard of him getting traded to was Chicago."
Bro, I'll send you several articles. But anyway, this was the deal on the table, and Kobe pulled the deal at the last minute, like 12th hour. What happened was they were going to make a trade for, because you know Kobe was disgruntled with the Lakers a couple times in his career. They were going to trade Kobe Bryant for Chauncey and Rip. No, I'm sorry, for Rip and Tayshaun. The stipulation was, I want Chauncey Billups as my point guard, and I want the Wallace brothers there. So it would have been Kobe, Chauncey, and the Wallaces. So Rip Hamilton and Tayshaun Prince would have been L.A. Lakers. All right.
Tayshaun Prince was a Laker at one point.
Tayshaun only played for the Pistons, Boston, and Memphis.
I could have sworn he was a Laker for a hot minute.
Remember he went to Boston?
Yeah. Oh, well. It was all downhill after the Pistons anyway. I told you there was a collective group of scrubs, and they couldn't do well without each other.
Next thing,
the only person that did good was Sheed. And that Sheed was a star before he came to Detroit.
Yeah, he was a star.
And was a star when he left Detroit.
But Sheed went to Boston, and Sheed,
and went to the finals and was a key member.
He went to the finals with Boston?
Yeah.
They didn't win, though.
Who you think Kobe beat? For the championship. They went to game seven.
They beat them.
And it was a nail biter in game seven.
Damn, so she would have had two of them things.
Yeah, she was a baller, man.
All right, my next thing, speaking of Wallace's, I said Ben Wallace should have got paid whatever he wanted. At the time, it was...
Hell no.
At the time, it was supposed to be a deal like 4 years, $70
million. Nah.
And a lot of people said $70 million was too much for a guy that couldn't score.
It is. Motherfucker that's only giving you 9 points.
Yeah, but he's giving you 19 rebounds. So, next thing I said was she was the reason we won the first one and lost also the reason we lost the second one.
Facts.
All right. Wrapping it up here. The bad boy should have three-peated.
They should have, but the ref fucked it up. He blew the call.
Yeah.
So.
The next one says
called a phantom call at that for Kareem and the Lakers, saying that Kareem got fouled Kareem didn't get fouled.
What does phantom mean? I heard a lot of people say that over the years.
It was a phantom call, meaning it was a made-up call. It didn't happen. You just made it up. It didn't exist.
That's messed up, man.
It was a phantom call, just like a phantom punch, a fake punch, like you was never touched,
right? Like a phantom elbow.
Yeah, it was a phantom call. It didn't happen.
Wow, Stanley Johnson is the worst Piston ever.
Moving on.
And the last one I said was Darko would have thrived well in the Spurs organization. I think Darko Milicic wasn't a scrub. the Pistons just didn't know what to do with him. And they put so much emphasis on the Wallaces, Eldon Campbell, you know, even when those guys were gone, Dale Davis, and they brought other guys in, they didn't really put no focus on Darko to have him developed as a player.
Wow.
Yep.
Well, that's that. So, ladies and gentlemen, like we said, this is the Christmas and New Year's episode all wrapped up in one, because we're not coming back until the beginning of the new year in 2021. So we wanted to leave everybody on a good note. So, Big, what you looking forward to this Christmas, man?
You know, honestly, bro, I'm just looking forward to getting with my family. For Thanksgiving, we didn't really do anything. It was just my mom or my mother-in-law and my wife. We were all together, just us three, you know, just trying to stay safe from this whole pandemic stuff, the COVID and all this. But for Christmas, we're going up to my parents' house.
So okay.
We're going
going to Mama Rutley's.
Be together, yeah. Mom and Dad Rutley, okay. Yep.
Mama Rutley.
Yep. They've been there. They've been married for 42 years, man.
Shout out to Mr. and Mrs. Rutley.
Thank
Papa
you.
And Mama Rutley.
No you doubt. Know what I'm saying? No doubt. Two of my brothers. So this is going to be the first Christmas that two brothers are out of state. One of my brothers lives in Phoenix. Mm-hmm. Another brother lives in Houston. Mm-hmm. And so there's still three of us left here in Michigan. Out of the five. So we'll all get together, man, the wives, the babies and everything, and just hang out, man, and enjoy each other. So I'm just looking forward to being with my family, everybody being healthy, man. Everybody's alive and we're blessed to see another year, man. What about you? What you looking forward to?
I think I'm gonna be spending this one at the crib, man, with the shorties.
Nice.
You know what I'm saying? So It's gonna be all the way live, man. I'm looking forward to it.
That's what's up. You was telling me all the gifts that you got your kids. You spoiling them kids, boy. Yeah,
well, we ain't fit to talk about it right now. They wait till Christmas. But you know, it's gonna be a good one, man. A good vibe. You know,
oh, they listen to the show, so I ain't gonna
absolutely.
Wow, you know, okay, I got you. I almost threw something out there. I'm glad I didn't.
You know, Deuce would be the main one. Oh, I got that.
Yeah, I almost threw one of the gifts out there.
I'm glad.
Yeah.
Mad Hatter out there, man. So yeah, definitely I'm looking forward to it, man. I'm looking forward to
it's always a blessing.
Just being with my kids, you know what I'm saying? And just being blessed, you know. But
that's what's up.
I play a little Secret Santa this year. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna put it out there,
yeah,
you know, what I do and everything else. But
right.
You know, some family is gonna be really happy this year. So
that's what's
I
up.
Get to bless a family, you know what I'm saying? So
oh, that's what's up, man.
That's one of the great things that I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? I got $500 going to a needy family.
Wow.
You know, and
wow, that's big.
And the way that I'm doing it is, it's not that the fact that, you know, I'm giving them cash, because I'm not doing that, because
right.
adults can't be trusted. But what I am doing is, you know, looking for the single mother, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying, with kids, and I'm having her, you know what I'm saying, go to Walmart, you mm-hmm. know what I'm saying, and she can go and get toys, she can go and get clothes, socks, you know what I'm saying, t-shirts, undergarments, you know what I'm saying, whatever she needs for her shorties, up to $500.
That's what's up,
and
man.
She's not going to know that I'm doing it, you know what I'm saying, she's going to contact a liaison of mine, and she's going to put that in layaway, and then she's going to know that it's in layaway, you know what I'm saying, and she's going to leave. You know what I'm saying? And then I'm going to come in. Once I get the word that it's in layaway, I'll come to the store, cash out the $500 for the layaway, contact the liaison to contact her, or Walmart to contact her and let her know that your layaway is paid off. Come pick it up.
That's what's up, man.
That's just off.
That's a beautiful
love,
thing, my brother.
Know? So that's just
shout
off
out
love.
To you, man. Do the applaud thing. You know? Do the thing.
That's just
shout
off
out
love.
To you.
You know what I'm saying? So hopefully this is my first year doing this.
Yeah.
You know, and I also sponsored a little girl somewhere in Indiana. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
So but
that's big, man. Blessings coming back to you, brother.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
You know
but,
what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? I don't do it for that. You
I know
what I'm saying?
I know.
Do it because I was the shorty, you know what I'm saying, with nothing under the tree. You know, on Christmas Eve, and I'm waking up in and out of my sleep, you know what I'm saying, looking, it ain't a damn thing under the tree.
Right.
You know, so if I can eliminate at least one kid from having that, you know what I'm saying, then I'm doing my part. And just like I said, this is just the first year.
Yeah.
So, you know, hopefully year number two, I'm able to bless two families. Year number three, I'm able to bless three, four, five, six, and so on. You know what I'm saying? And just try to keep the tradition going. You know what I'm saying?
Sweet,
and,
man. I would love to get in on that with you, bro.
No doubt, no doubt, man.
You know what I'm saying? So we'll discuss the details
but,
yeah, on that.
But, you know, you remain anonymous. And whoever this is, you know, whoever this lucky single mother is or whatever, you know, she won't know it's me. You know, they don't listen to the Big and Bright Show.
Right.
So, you know, but it's just some of the good things, some of the goodwill that I'm putting back into the world. You know what I'm saying? Many That's blessings have been bestowed upon me, so why not give those blessings back if yes, I'm sir. In a position to do so?
Sound like a plan, man. Yeah. No doubt. Yep, yep. So hopefully everybody out there is going to be having a blessed, warm, safe Christmas this year. You know, definitely. You want to get into the bootios now, or?
We can get to that in a second, man. Oh, okay. I mean, like I said, okay. This is the last show of the year.
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah, yeah.
What New Year's resolution do you have? I got one for you. what New Year's resolution do you have, man?
Yeah, well, the one you got for me is definitely to be on time,
be
man.
On time, brother, please.
Be on time. If you on time, you're late.
As my man, you ever listen to the Sugar Free?
No.
Sugar Free is a West Coast rapper. He say, if you stay ready, you ain't got to get ready.
You ain't got to get ready. That sounds like something my dad would say.
If you stay ready, you ain't got to get ready.
Mm-hmm. That's 100.
In the words of my homie Sugar Free, you stay ready.
That's what's up.
You ain't got to get ready.
And yeah, I got to work on that.
And being ready don't mean living 45 minutes away. And you leaving the house at 6:30 to get to the studio at 7.
Well, that wasn't quite the situation, but
still.
Yeah. I was like I was about 3 minutes late, but I was still late nevertheless.
Still, brother.
Yeah.
Got to be on time. Because time is money.
Time is money. Money is time. All right, what is your resolutions you got this year?
My resolution, man, is to get more fit physically. Mm-hmm. To be a better all-around person, man. Just, you know, read more, drink more water, you know what I'm saying, and just That's get more saying. Healthier because, man, as black men, our health is important. And what you putting into your bodies, brothers,
most definitely,
it's either going to kill you or prolong your life. Mm-hmm. All right? So you got to be more cognizant of what you putting in your body. So
no doubt. One of my resolutions is I want to add two more streams of income to my life in 2021.
Okay.
I got a few things on deck, and I'll talk to you more about it too, but I got a couple of things on deck that will bring me instant, you know, financial gain.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited about that. My wife and I are working on some things, so I'm definitely looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to our show going to the next level.
Man, who you telling?
I know you are. No,
I'm
you are.
Forward, ladies
we
and gentlemen.
We got a lot of stuff on deck with that.
We got
that,
a lot on deck.
See, including the video part,
yeah,
part of it.
The see, the thing is like, and we keep saying it again and again and again, you know, what we have coming in 2021, we're going to have the video visuals. So not only will you hear our voice, but you'll be able to see us live and in color, live stream.
Yep.
Live stream on YouTube. You know what I'm saying? So, and what you hearing now is what you will be seeing live on YouTube. And if you don't catch the YouTube, it's there for you to watch, or you can rock with us on the podcast.
Right. And we're going to have some more guests, man. It's going to be live, man. You know, yeah, we're going to have guests. We're going to have our, some friends, you know, probably some friends and stuff like that, but it's going to be also some, insiders.
Yeah.
You know, some celebrities. Different things like that, because I got a couple plugs. He got a couple plugs. We're going to put our plugs together, man, and let this thing shine bright.
No doubt. In Brighter Day Studios.
Right, right. So
for the Big and Bright Show. So that's no doubt.
No diggity, man.
So
I'm pumped about that. I'm looking forward to, I think I might make some desserts this year for Christmas.
Okay. Make some desserts. Get it.
Yeah, get it, no get doubt. It.
So, you know, crazy thing about that, you know, I'm also looking forward to this college football playoff.
Okay.
College football playoff. I'm looking forward to, you know, well, this weekend, you know, we're going to have either this weekend or next weekend, which would probably be next weekend, we'll have the conference championship games.
Yeah. I'm sure it's, you know, it's a lot of events that's going to take place between now and season 3.
Right. No
so
doubt.
We're going to have a lot of stuff to talk about.
A lot of ground to cover. So when Definitely. We come back for season 3, that episode will probably be 3 hours. Two.
Yeah, it's going to be long.
It's going to be a long one, but you're definitely going to enjoy it. No and doubt. Again, we'll be live. So
you yeah,
get to see
I
the
think
new studio, new digs, new everything, man. It's going to be all right.
The The NBA season will be a couple of weeks
in. Full force at that point in time. NFL will be going on, college basketball.
NFL will be getting ready for the playoffs.
All of that.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be full force.
No doubt.
But let's go ahead and jump into the booty-os, man. What you got for us?
My first one is Greg Williams.
Greg Williams?
Hit that. Yeah. Greg Williams.
The booty! Oh!
Greg Williams is definitely getting a box of booty-os, man. He definitely hit that Ask Madden button against the Raiders and took that L, and then he got fired right after the game. So,
Damn.
Yep, so he getting the first box.
Damn, son. But, yeah, who I got for my box of booty-os? Matt Nagy, Ryan Pace, and Mitchell Trubisky. You all get a box of Cue It.
The booty! Oh!
You sorry bastards are the worst, man. I swear for God. Y'all lost to the Detroit freaking Lions. Not only that, after you had a 20-point lead in the fourth quarter, how the hell you lose that?
Yep.
It's sure beyond did. Belief to me.
Sure did.
I don't get that. You got Big over here yawning in the mic. He tired and sleepy. I was tired watching that boring ass game. And then on top of it all, y'all lost. Mitch fumbles.
That's what you
turnover
get, man.
Machine. I'll be so glad when he get his weak ass off our team, man. I promise to God. They need to clean house, man, because they all stink. Y'all all funky up in there. And whatever. It is what it is.
My next box of the booty-os is going to none other than the Los Angeles Chargers, man. Y'all got baptized by the freaking Patriots. 45-0, bro. Cue it.
The booty! Oh!
Yeah, buddy. Them boys got baptized, man. No way you get blew out 45-0, man. That's ridiculous.
Hey. It is what it is. My recipient. Next recipient of the box of booty-os goes to no other than the Houston Rockets. Cue it.
The booty! Oh!
Why they get a box?
They get a box because they got James Harden out here just flat out not wanting to be there at all. This cat is going to... You know, he going to Lil Baby birthday party. Lil Baby, not yeah. Little. Lil, L-I-L, Baby. Gave him $100,000 cash for his birthday.
Dang.
Then he's there with no mask on amongst right. a bunch of other people during the pandemic. And then he don't show up.
Show up to what, training
he
camp?
He ain't showing up to training camp or nothing because he don't want to be there.
Yeah, he just showed up today. He was out for the first few
days. He still don't want to be there.
Right.
So, you know. That's why y'all get a box, because all right. y'all should have got rid of him a long damn time ago.
My next box of booty-os is going to the Cleveland Browns. Cue it.
The booty! Oh!
Yo, the Cleveland Browns, bro, was up against the Titans 38-7, bro. 38-7. I repeat, 38-7. You're up 31 points. Guess how much they won by?
Six.
41-35. So I started to say that either the offense or defense gets a box, but everybody gets a box because the offense only scored three more. Well, the offense didn't score no more. Special teams scored that last 3 points. So the offense didn't do nothing in the second half. The defense, y'all went from giving up 7 points to 35 points. So for that reason, y'all get a box of
the booty.
Oh, the big stank nasty ass.
I got another one.
Who you got?
I'll now? Let you brew over there and get yours ready. My next one is definitely Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz definitely gets
a box. I'll definitely box. Give a box.
We can get that box together.
He can get a box of cue it.
The booty. Oh.
You stink.
Carson Wentz, you are literally
bum.
Carson Wentz, you're literally Mitchell Trubisky with a big contract.
You know what's crazy?
That's what he is.
What I'm not understanding about this, right, is the fact that how the hell can everybody in the world make so many excuses for him But the minute a black quarterback is struggling, oh, he's just bad. He sucks.
Yep. Absolutely. Well,
Carson Wentz is the one that suck.
I'm glad he got benched for a black guy at that.
Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts.
Jalen's going to be hurting your feelings while you making all that money.
Jalen's going to be hurting the hell out of your pockets.
I just
That's
wonder,
for damn sure.
I just wonder what's going to happen with Carson, man. I don't know what's going to happen to
who
him.
Gives a who cares? I don't. Right. Take your ass back to North Dakota.
All right, my next one got to go to Seattle. Seattle, y'all got to get a box. Y'all lost to a backup quarterback at home and only put up 12 points. So y'all get a huge box of...
The Booty! Oh!
Definitely getting a box of Booty-O's. Which, you got more?
Yeah.
I got about four more.
You got about four more?
I got three more.
Oh, three more?
Yep.
All right. Well, my next box of the Booty-O's goes to none other than... Chuck Pagano of the Chicago Bears. Cue it.
The Booty. Oh.
You sorry bastard. You took one of the best defenses in the NFL and made them mediocre.
I forgot he was even there.
Literally. You literally made them mediocre. Just it's embarrassing, man.
Yeah, y'all been getting popped.
I could damn near give every phase of the Bears a box of Booty-O's.
And this is what
I really could.
This is what you get because you sat up there. Y'all
Don't start.
No, no,
you
no,
was
no.
sitting here talking
no,
crazy.
No, it's cool. It's cool. I got you.
You was sitting here talking
you
crazy.
You said, yo, when y'all started 5-1, you said Minnesota, who I picked to win the division, was going to be trash.
Oh, Minnesota, that's who plays Tampa Bay.
Minnesota started out 1-5, and they've won 6 straight.
Well, they'll get eliminated. They'll get eliminated from playoff contention right after this Sunday when they get their ass beat by Tampa Bay. Because they're not winning that game.
You sure about that?
Positive.
Tom Brady been looking like trash the last
Tom Brady
games.
Just coming off a bye, too. And it ain't Tom Brady looking like trash. It's a stupid-ass coach want to put him on 7-step drops.
He still had 7 interceptions in 4 weeks. All right. My next one is going to – I got to give it to my Michigan State Spartans. Cue it.
The Booty. Oh.
Yeah. I had to give it to my Spartans. We got baptized 52-12.
What do you expect? That's one of the top teams in the country.
We got baptized 52-12.
What do you expect?
I don't care.
This ain't Northwestern you playing.
You got blasted, bro.
It's Ohio State.
You get a box. So you get a box. So don't show up next week like that. Flat out. My next one is going to Gonzaga. Gonzaga, you have your activities paused, your basketball activities paused. Until the 14th, y'all missing 4 games because of your stupid activity on campus with the COVID. So you get a box of
the Booty. Oh.
And my last and final box got to go to Calipari and the Kentucky Wildcats. What is going on in Kentucky? Y'all get a box of
the Booty. Oh.
Them boys is 1-4. They 1-3. Worst record, worst 4 games starting since the year 2000.
It is what it is.
It's been 20 years since y'all been getting blasted.
Well, they ain't getting the recruits no more. So, you know, once they start cracking down on paying motherfuckers, I mean, you know, Kentucky can't do it no more. So they can't get the top recruits no more. Yeah. Who the hell wants to go to Kentucky? Same thing that I said about going to Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Who the hell want to be down there? You got to be paying these boys.
Yeah.
They'll get popped sooner or later.
It's gonna get to a point where if you don't pay them, they all gonna go elsewhere. They all gonna go to like other leagues and stuff. So,
well, hey, they can fade the hell off and go wherever they need to be. But so be it. You dig?
Yep.
So, you know, as we wrap this up, ladies and gentlemen, you know what I'm saying, and we go through what we go through. Just try to, you know, look at it from a standpoint of. Everything that we do for a reason. We do for a purpose. Be a blessing out here to somebody. You know, if you can be a blessing out here to somebody, you can, you know, you never know that life that you spark or touch, you know what I'm saying, could be the spark that leads to something great.
Yeah.
You know?
No doubt. Everybody, make sure that you guys keep wearing your masks because...
If not, I'm going to sock you in your damn mouth.
Listen.
Because it's too late in the game for you to be walking around without this damn mask on like, oh, you live in another fucking planet.
I just lost one of my best friends, Corey Rogers. His grandmom just passed. So Pauline Shaw's family, man. We're in December, man. The people still passing from this, bro.
Yeah.
Like, it's a real thing. Like, seriously. So, please, man, do what you can to be safe. If you have health issues, man, stay away from people, man. Like, do what you got to do. Take care of yourself, man. Take care of your kids.
With that said, ladies and gentlemen,
hopefully we made your day a little bit bigger
and a little bit brighter. Make sure to rock with us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
Shout out to Big Homie Dave for the sounds, man. You already know what it is.
For the love. And for everything, no doubt. We coming back at y'all in 2021.
Man, we coming back bigger.
And brighter.
What? I said we coming back bigger.
And brighter.
Bigger.
And brighter. Okay, you killing it now.
I know. The Mookie off.
Right.
You already know what it is.
Go ahead and lead us out. Deuce and Summer.
Summer and Deuce.
Thanks for listening, everybody. See you next time.